live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete to 342-6272 for a quote today.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Pete Euler has you covered. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Disclaimer, individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE News time is 8:27. It is Newsmaker 2 time today. Alaska Turner joining us here in the KVOE Roger Hartsook interview room here today. What's going on today?
Good morning. I'm so excited. I have so much information about WEAC, a community theater that I'm about to bust. So I'm glad you invited me today.
Well, it sounds like you had a really solid engagement here for your annual meeting here just a couple days ago.
Yep, we did. On Monday night, we had our annual spring meeting, which, you know, COVID kind of put a kibosh on for the last few years. But this year we had a great turnout, had a handful of people show up, people from all different areas in town. It was so fun. We had people from ESU, people from the high school. We had people from just all over. It was really fun. And we had a great meeting where we talked about this year's season, which is really fun and full of things for everyone. And then afterwards, we had auditions for our first show this year.
Really?
And right. We had a great turnout for that. It's going to be a fun night.
Okay. Well, you might as well lay out the schedule here for folks.
All right.
Because it sounds like you've got really a full boat.
We do. This year, we've decided we just put the pedal to the metal. We're like, if we're going to do theater, we're going to do it. We had so much fun last summer doing the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
Yep. That was just a decided, fun show.
Yeah. We had a good time. And we just decided, hey, if we're going to throw shows, people show up, we're going to be happy. So our first show is April 2nd. It is a night of one acts. We're kind of jokingly calling it our Bible night because we are doing two plays about the Bible.
Okay.
They're in good fun, though. One's Mark Twain's Diaries of Adam and Eve,
okay.
Written by Norman Kolpos. It's a fun, fun little piece, 30 minutes. Then we're going to do another one that's called The Bible in 30 Minutes or Less. So you know that's going to be a little chaotic and fun.
Yes.
So Tanya Starr's directing, and I'm directing The Diaries of Adam and Eve. And we have awesome turnout for auditions, so it's going to be a really fun day. We're going to do it at 2 o'clock on April 2nd.
All right.
And then we're going to do it at 7 o'clock that night as well. So we're going to throw all that chaos in right into that last Sunday before Easter. But it's going to be a fun night for families. We're going to have a couple musical numbers from people you probably know from the community. Kind of throw in some biblical musicals in there too, because we, you know, can't get together without singing. That's just how we are in theater.
Right.
So that's our first show out of the boat.
Okay.
Then coming up next, right on its heels, we'll start up our children's program for this summer, which Tanya Starr has done for years, and this year is going to be so fun. She's doing a local author's adaptation of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and it's hilarious and has a huge cast, so we're really excited to get a bunch of kids. We've always had 20 to 30 kids show up to be in that, and this year we want everybody to come. We'll be auditioning for that at the EAC Summer Kickoff, which is May 15th. And then we'll also have auditions May 19th and 20th at Peter Pan Park, like we do.
Oh, nice.
So, and also they'll find us at KISS. We always show up to that and do some auditioning there. So, and then that show will be June 15th, 16th, and 17th at Peter Pan Park, weather permitting, of course.
Right, exactly.
And then after that, right on its tails, the next week we have Missoula Children's Theater. We are Emporia Arts Council Theater's community theater arm. And so we fully support everything that's going on through the EAC. And the Missoula Children's Theater is coming, and they're going to be a fun time. So that will be the next week, which is June 19th through 23rd. And then right after that, we just can't sit around. We got to get started on our summer musical, which if you've been watching our Facebook page, we did a little countdown, kind of generate some information and some excitement. We are doing Annie Get Your Gun this summer.
Cool deal.
It's got all the goodies songs we're going to do. It's got There's No Business Like Show Business. You Can't Get a Man with a Gun. anything you can do, I can do better.
Right.
It's got all the good ones. So we're really excited about that. It has a larger cast than we did last summer, so we need everybody to come audition for that. The auditions are June 9th and 10th.
Okay.
There'll be just three rehearsals in June. For those of you who are nervous about your summer plans, we'll just get together a couple times that month, get started on the music, and then in July we'll hit it hard so we can have the show on August 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Okay.
So that gets us through the end of the summer, but then we have more.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, you got to hear this. So we decided that October looked boring and we needed to do murder mystery theater.
Oh, there you go.
We have just been wanting to do that for years. So there will be a murder mystery dinner theater that in that month. We will have people come. You'll have actors, but you'll also get to participate as an audience member, and we'll have some good food. We're going to try to do that in a little bit bigger venue this year. So Okay. Everybody start putting that on their calendar. We do not have a date for that, but heads up, it'll be at the beginning of October.
Okay.
So also in September, we're going to have auditions for our Christmas program this year. I am so excited. Andrea Garitano has agreed to do a show that she used to do at Washburn University, and it is Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, but the music's all by Gilbert and Sullivan. It is so much fun. It is fun for the whole family. And she will be auditioning for that in September, and then we will put that up in December.
Okay.
So that's a ton of stuff right there for us that we're going to be out in the community. And we hope if you want to know more about it, you'll check out our socials. We're on Facebook and Instagram. You can also see us on the EAC, Emporia Arts Council website. And we're just working on getting everybody involved in theater.
Besides the repeated calls here for actors, what else do you need to make a We Act show go?
We need everything we can get. We are so lucky that the Arts Council provides us a place to have our stuff and to do some of our shows. And they provide us also generously with some budget so we can get these shows. But we also need people who can build, people who can sew, people who want to help backstage, people who want to sell tickets for us. We need artists who want to help render things onto digitally or painting. We have painting we have to do this year. Annie Get Your Gun has huge sets, and I'm so excited about that. We're probably going to be doing that one at the high school this year,
okay.
So we'll have a bigger stage, but we'll need people to just come and give us some good old elbow grease.
Understood. Now, Alaska, when it comes to the schedule and really the performances that you have, what goes into setting that? Well, as far as, you know, who gets together, kind of makes the decisions on who's going to be looking at, okay, you're going to set this part of the schedule, or is it kind of a group process to get the schedule set up?
Well, I'm kind of queen of it right now.
Ah.
But we do have a board. We have some great board members. We have Tanya Starr is my co-president. Sarah Bays is our secretary. Mm-hmm. Tanya Powell is also on our board. Linda Powell, sorry, Tanya Starr and Linda Powell.
Gotcha.
And then Madeline Bach also works with us. And then we work with the Arts Council. We work with Molly Mansell. Mm-hmm. And she keeps us kind of is our liaison to keep us going there. And in the past, we've worked together. This year, I kind of just called them and said, I think we need a season. What do you want to do? And they threw their ideas at me, and we just threw it together.
Gotcha. Alaska Turner joining us here from We Act, which has a full slate here this year. And again, go to Emporia Arts Council website and also We Act social media to get more on the schedule. And we'll run it through here in just a second here as well, here at the end of the interview. I wanted to ask you here, what's your thoughts here on the turnout and the energy from the annual meeting here this week, and really how that energy transitions through the rest of the year, for not only for you, but really everybody involved, because community theater has always been, you know, there's always been if not a latent interest, a really strong, really a strong presence in Emporia. There were a couple of years when the community theater was off the table, but there's always been that interest in having it, and I think clearly we're seeing that now.
I agree. I think that this community is so blessed in that they love theater. They love to just get involved with that. ESU gives us some good opportunities. The high school program has just grown by leaps and bounds in the last few years and just really brings some quality theater. Arts Council brings in some great programs. They're bringing in a Broadway show this year, Madagascar, yep, a little bit later this year. Yep. Like, I really think that theater is growing in Emporia, and there is a lot of interest. We did a little brainstorming session at our meeting, which was so fun to have so many bodies there and energy. Mm-hmm. And one of the things in our brainstorming session came up is that there was some interest in doing some comedy troupe work and maybe getting some of that back up, and including a comedy troupe over 55. So if you're interested in that, please make sure you reach out to me, because I'm loving that idea. We got the space, and if we have the people that want to come and be funny, I'm sure we can find you an audience in this town.
Gotcha. For folks that may be interested in community theater, but maybe they don't have a lot of experience, what do you need from potential actors and actresses? Or on the experience side, do you really need any experience?
Oh, no. We'll take everybody. I love everybody that shows up. I just want someone who wants to play, and that's what we call it. Come play with us in our theater, because we just want everyone to come have a chance. And if you're a little bit shy, we had a young person come, and they said, I really want to do theater. I love to go to theater. I love to watch old shows, but I'm kind of scared to get on stage. And I was like, hey, honey, I could put you to work. Don't you worry. We've got plenty of things to do if you don't want to get on the stage right away. And we do. There's just a lot of details that go into putting on shows and to entertaining in general. And so we can help you get more comfortable, and maybe eventually we'll shove you up there in the limelight.
There you go. Sounds good. All right. Let's go through the schedule again, the performance schedule for the entire slate here of activities for 2023.
All right. So first up is our one-act night. It is April 2nd at 2 and 7 o'clock at the Arts Council in the Black Box. Yep. It'll be a fun family event, real short, lots of fun. In May, we'll get started on our kids' show. And the auditions for that will be at the Arts Council Summer Kickoff or in the park on the 19th and 20th. And then that show will go up June 15th, 16th, and 17th in Peter Pan Park. That is our free show. We have hot dogs and treats, and it's a good time. And it's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Right.
That next week is Missoula, June 19th through 23. And kids know about that. They come and spend a week doing theater with some professionals from out of town. It's quite an opportunity. Then we'll have auditions for Annie Get Your Gun, June 9th and 10th. In June, and then the show for Annie Get Your Gun is August 10th, 11th, and 12th. Then after that, we'll have a couple more shows. We'll have our Murder Mystery Theater, which will be in October, and in December, we'll have the Christmas Carol.
Okay. Well, we've told you already, track WEACT social media for more information. In case people want to contact you directly, how do they do that?
You can call me. I am fine with anyone giving me a call. My phone number is from New York, because that's where I came from, and I've only been here 10 years and haven't changed it. But it's just what it is. So if you want to call me, you can call me at 716-695-2398 or hit me up at WEACTPRES, WEACTPRES at gmail.com. Hit me up with an email or just find me on Facebook. The WEACT Facebook page has got a lot of fun stuff going on that. So hit me up any of those ways and we'll help you out.
Outstanding. Well, Aska, I hope you have a great time. We'll be putting out the word, and we hope to get you and everybody else from WEACT on later on here this year to talk about the upcoming performances.
That would be great. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate your time today.
You have a great day.
Aska Turner joining us here for the Newsmaker 2 segment, 840 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It is 839.
Sentencing today for Peyton Gendron, the killer in the Buffalo supermarket shooting last year. 10 black people murdered in a racially motivated massacre. Life in prison for him is mandatory. Tonight,